sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson is going to lead your hearing. So the next voice you will hear will be the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, sir.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, sir. How are you this morning?
I'm good, sir.
Good, good. Could you please state your full name and your ADC number for us for the record?
Kirby James McGee.
Okay.
404-1475.
All right, well, thank you, sir. Sir, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I am going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing today. To my far left and your right is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line, next to him is the Honorable David Moore. In the middle, sir, you have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. To my immediate left is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be your hearing lead today, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I'm going to go over some information with you that we have here on file. Do you feel that any of it is incorrect, or you want to correct me on some other sir, please feel free to do so, okay?
Yes, sir.
Right. So you are appearing before this board for an absolute discharge or parole to your next consecutive sentence. Is that your understanding of your hearing today, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. According to the information that I have as best as I can make out, you are currently serving a 15-year sentence for armed robbery. You will become parole eligible on August 21st of 2019. Is that your understanding, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, if you are paroled to your next consecutive sentence, you will go to a 28-year sentence for a murder, attempt to commit murder in the first degree. And then, sir, it looks like that after that, you would go to another consecutive sentence for a 28-year sentence for attempt murder in the first degree. Then after that, looks like you have two consecutive life sentences, one for murder in the first degree and another one for murder in the first degree. Is that kind of your understanding of what?
Absolutely true, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. So, says that you do not have, according to your institutional progress report, says that you do not have a release plan because you're asking if you will be paroled to your next life sentence. I do understand that. So, you've taken very little programming since you've been incarcerated. Is that because of your sentence structure?
I've been to the anger management, the AAs. I got certificates on all of that.
Okay.
And I got my reading master, listening to the way things are running, I'm a 43, and pretty much every unit I'm in, they give me a job. I got all my education, plus I've done some other programming off and on over the years.
Okay, well, you need to work with your CO3 there, sir, to make sure that they get your program and get it in your file, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I see that according to the information that I have, that in October of 17, you had a disobeying a verbal that was informally resolved. Do you know what that was about? Do you recall what that was about?
No, sir.
Okay. So, Mr. McKinney, you are currently, 59 years old, getting ready to be 60?
Yes, I am. Yes, sir.
You got a birthday coming up pretty soon?
Yeah, about 3 months, May 29th, 1959.
Yes, sir. So, the last citation besides I want to ask you about for disobeying a verbal, would have been back in 2013. Looks like you pretty much had a minimal citation. Well, you had some. What about the drug use? You had some back in 07. You were doing drugs. Are you still doing drugs, sir?
No, I'm not at all.
How long have you been drug free, sir?
For a lot of years. I've been, what I do, I work every day, and I work out. I exercise every day.
Okay.
And, drug stuff, I don't touch it. I wouldn't want to be around it.
Okay. So it looks like the last time that you came before this board, sir, was back in December of 08 when you were, came before this board to be paroled to your next consecutive sentence was back in 08. But every time it looks like you come before this board, you've been denied to be paroled to your next consecutive sentence. Is that your understanding, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, now according to the pre-sentence report that I have, you have two separate incidents, one that occurred back in April 29th of 1986 in Tempe. The Tempe Police Department responded to a call of an attempt murder at 1028 East Orange, property number 17, and basically it looked like two men forced their way into the house, had the victims lie down on the floor. Subsequently, while they were inside the house, they were looking for marijuana and some money. They made threats to the victims. Says that to ask the victims, do you want to die? There was time the victims, there was two victims inside the house and their throats were cut. What was going on during that period of time? So what happened?
Ask the truth.
So?
The truth. Well, okay. Expected. Well, I was still on drugs and alcohol.
So what made you guys go into that, hit that particular house?
Well, I guess that was kind of like the only one I took a chance to see if it was safe, and it seemed to be safe. But again, I was drunk, I was on drugs, and can't remember, but I can't remember.
Okay. So why did you guys cut the victim's throat? Why did you do that?
That was very, very stupid, very dumb. I made bad decisions on that one. And again, being under the influence. And I made a bad call on that.
So did you guys know these victims, or because it says you was looking for marijuana and money, did you know them or what?
No, not a clue. Had no idea, first time ever even seen them.
So you guys were kind of telling people about what you had did, which is why you got caught?
That might be true.
Uh-huh.
I really can't remember, but that could be true.
So you had a jury trial and was convicted by a jury? And your jury trial, you was convicted by a jury in a jury trial?
Yes, I think so.
Then you guys had a another incident that happened back in 1985, December of 1985, that the police responded to a trailer home, and their arrival, they located the deceased body of a 69-year-old victim, and then in the bedroom, and they found one other victim that was deceased inside of the trailer, sir. Looks like I'm trying to just go from that pre-sentence report. Was that something that they did DNA was later, you know, after the you had been arrested, they later came and added those charges through DNA?
Yes, sir.
So that happened before, but that was through DNA that they actually tied the DNA back into you when that happened. So
yes, sir.
That was prior to the 1986. So what happened in this incident with this particular trailer? Why did you get involved in that, sir?
Again, people I didn't know had nothing to do with nothing. It shouldn't happen. I made a bad decision again on drugs and alcohol.
Okay, and the female victim, is she sexually assaulted?
I think so.
Uh-huh.
I really don't know, but I think so.
So did you, what was it? Why did you always use a knife? Why? What is it with the knife? Is that your weapon of choice, or?
Well, I can kind of explain that.
Okay.
I grew up in the country. I'm from Eloy, Arizona.
Okay.
And the way I grew up, it's kind of like the country. We had pigs and we had chickens and goats and the everything, as, you know, like country people. And I used to watch my family when I was a kid, when we would eat pigs, they would slaughter pigs, and they would teach us how to slaughter pigs when we was growing up. But I never thought, believe me when I say, never thought I would ever use a knife on a person.
Yeah.
But I ended up doing it.
So you brought up in Eloy. So do you have family and stuff still here, sir?
Yes, I sure do. It's still in Eloy.
So is there a reason why you don't have any letters or none of your family or anyone here to support you, sir?
Oh, I didn't even know that this was coming up until I was called in. I was called by the counselor here, and I was told about this. I had no clue this was coming up.
Okay.
But I am still in touch with my family, and we talk on the phones once in a while. And although they're still alive, they're pretty much still hanging out with me.
Okay. And so it looks like you did appeal your conviction to the Arizona Court of Appeals, and it was affirmed. So. Mr. McKinney, can you just kind of just tell me in your own words, sir, why this board should parole you to your next consecutive sentence, sir?
First of all, I can tell you I've done bad things, but that's the old me. I have a spiritual lifestyle, a Christian lifestyle now. Always have since I come up. My family's still like that today, and I just grew up. And I made bad decisions as I got older. But every Sunday, my whole family, even to this day, they still go to church. And we've always had a Christian lifestyle. And I grew older and started using alcohol and drugs. I started making bad decisions. And believe me, if I could turn back the hand of time, I would make different decisions than the ones I made. I screwed my whole life up.
So what has changed about you, sir? I know you made some bad decisions and you were doing drugs and you were doing alcohol at the time. What has changed in your life now, sir?
Well, since I've been in, I've educated myself again. I've got my anger management. I got certificates on all my reading, math, arithmetic, anger management, AA. Plus, I learned to do concrete, building walls with bricks. I learned some construction, and all I do now is I work out, I exercise, and I go to work every day. And I can honestly tell you, God is my witness, nothing at all like it used to be.
Okay, so I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you. Send no additional questions coming from the board, sir. We're coming up on a conclusion of your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board before we go into discussing, Mr. McKenna?
I very remorseful, apologize for making that decision that I did, but I've grown older and wiser.
Okay. Okay, so the board's going to go into discussion. While the board's in discussion, sir, I'm going to ask you to remain on the phone so you can hear the discussion taking place amongst the board. And then I'll get back with you. We'll get back with you after we conclude our discussion, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, sir. Stay on the phone.
Okay, will do.
Well, the board's now going into to discuss, and this is an incident. I think that Mr. McKinney is being very honest with us. He's made some very, very bad decisions when he said he was on drugs and alcohol, and we got involved in these two separate incidents. One was in 1985, but they didn't find out about that until years later when they did DNA, and DNA subsequently led them to him. Two homicides and a sexual assault that actually occurred in that particular incident. And this incident he was involved in armed robbery and two attempt murders. The victim's throat was cut. The victim's, at the time that the throat was cut, Fane attended to like they were dead or deceased. And once they did find out living, he does mind. He says he's from Eloy, but he doesn't have any family or community support or any letters in here. He also says that he's taken some classes. I'm not sure if he's gotten his GED, but he's taken some other programming, which is not real clear. I don't see any certificates, and maybe I may have missed them, but I didn't see any certificates in his file, which he says that he actually has. An issue that he did receive a ticket back in 2017, which was for disobeying verbal, and it was informally resolved. And then he had two citations in 14, one for smoking and one for grooming. But on each of those, he was found not guilty. And so it looks like his last citation after that he actually. That he actually received, I believe it was back in 2013, which was obstructing, and that was found guilty of. In his early years that he was incarcerated there's a lot of drug use, but he doesn't look like he had any drugs since 07. Was his last major where it was drug or possession of or manufactured drugs back in August of 07. He has a long sentence, as I said. He'll be leaving this sentence, he's paroled to his next consecutive sentence, to a 28-year sentence. Then he goes from the 28-year sentence to a life sentence, and then he has another consecutive life sentence after that time goes. He won't even be paroled eligible on this particular sentence that he has now until August of this year. And then December of 2020, his sentence end date that he actually had. I would have been a little bit more comfortable if I could see that the programming that he's actually taking or some of the certificates that he's referring to, if they were actually inside of his file, or if he had some family or community support that was actually here with him to. Trying to get him to his next consecutive sentence, however, because I don't have any of that information, and I don't see it in the file, that's clear to me at this time. But it does sound like Mr. McKinney's trying to do right these years that he has left while he's incarcerated. But at this time, because we don't have any other information in the file, I am not satisfied with moving him to his next consecutive sentence at this time. That's my thought, and I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues, Ms. Rittenhouse.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. And we do have a form that indicates that Mr. McCaney was notified about this hearing on February 26th, and he completed, or with his counselor, that's dated that same day as his progress report. So that was approximately 2 weeks ago. So he didn't know that this hearing was coming up, sir. Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
I agree. Okay. Seeing no other comments coming from the file, I'm going to, at this time, make a motion to deny Mr. McCain's parole to his next consecutive sentence or an absolute discharge at this time, since this has been the most recent incident that occurred, that he was arrested for, occurred back in 1985. I'm going to also ask for a one-year set-off.
A second.
A motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse.
Agreed.
Agreed. Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal, Dr. Rice. I'm going to mark for reasons for denial. Is that a serious and violent offense? Loss of human life, serious and deep offense. I'm going to mark trauma to the victim as they had to fake their death. Serious bodily injury as two victims had their throat cut. There was multiple victims that were actually involved in it. Does have a criminal history. I'm going to mark, because of the two separate incidents, a history of continued substance abuse, history of assaultive behavior, and prior criminal history. I'm also going to mark repeat offender in there. I'm not going to mark, although he had one incident, I'm not going to mark poor incident. Poor institutional behavior or recent disciplinary infraction as he had the one in 2017. I'm also going to mark lack of programming, poor or no release plan, no family or community support unless the board seeks another one's overhead. We don't have any objection to that. That is going to be my reasons for that. Mr. McKinney?
Yes, sir.
So the board has voted to deny you parole to your next consecutive sentence or an absolute discharge. So I want to encourage you that if the program and the certificates that you have, because we don't have those in our file. I'm going to encourage you to work with your CO3 to make sure we get that programming and that information in the file. And when you have your next hearing, sir, you will come back before this board in about a year when you have your next hearing. So you can have your family either, you know, come down to the hearing here where we are, or you can have put in there some information where we can call and have them on the phone, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, so I want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity to appear before this board today. Did you hear your reasons for denial,
yeah,
sir?
No, I'm good.
Okay, all right. So,
everything's good, and you all have a safe day.
Okay, you do the same, sir. Thank you for taking the time to appear before this board, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you, sir.